Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Adulting, where we're talking about life hacks from the book of Proverbs. And in chapter 6 of Proverbs, we looked at the whole concept of work. Let me read what it says. In chapter 6, verse 6, it says this: "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man." It's a really interesting proverb that Solomon writes. It starts out in verse 1 of chapter 6 that he's writing to his son. So think of it as a father, a wise father that's trying to help impart wisdom to his son. In my mind, I'm just envisioning this teenage boy that he's trying to correct. And the whole position of this proverb is that don't be lazy. But God gave him some real wisdom to share when he says, look at the ant and consider the ant's ways. I don't know if you've thought about ants, but there are many, many species of ants. In almost all cases, these ants can lift many times their own weight, as much as 20 times their weight. Ants work up to 19 hours a day, and they all seem to work together at all times, and they're really fascinating creatures. But the ant reflects the Creator, that God made the ant to be exactly what the ant does, and the ant does it well. In the same way that what we do, our work, is a reflection of us. So in that same way, you can tell the man, you can tell the woman by the work that they produce. And if God made us in his image, then we should reflect that image. That should be our work. I was also thinking that, as I was reading it, it talks about how, to the sluggard, you can rest a little while. And I think that's because God made rest. But in the same way, that proverb says that you can't continue on in that rest. I was thinking about that, and I think most of the people I know don't struggle as much with laziness because they tend to have jobs in our community. They tend to work really hard. But I think where it's easy for us to get lazy are in other areas of our life, whether it comes to our health, our eating habits, the way we treat relationships. Sometimes work gets in the way of family, and even to the point where it gets in the way of a relationship with God. I think it's possible to rest from things in a very healthy way, but oftentimes we become addicted to that rest. Think about, binging on Netflix, if you will. It can be so much fun. It can be really relaxing, right? Watching sports all day long on a Saturday, March Madness. These things that we do that for a time are okay. But it's so easy for us, our tendency is to find those things to escape from work. And as a result, we end up neglecting everything around us. And I think that's what Solomon is writing about here, that you can't be addicted to rest. For those that struggle with laziness, that they don't want to get up and work, or for those that overwork, and because of that, because they enjoy their work so much, they literally neglect relationships. In either case, this is what he's saying in verse 11, that poverty will come on you, that you will reap what you sow in this life. I was thinking about that, and that when you neglect work, that can create a poverty cycle that can affect generations, right? But I was thinking about how if you neglect your relationship with God, if you don't take time out to read his word, to go to church, to be in groups, to serve, to pray, then what happens is your relationship with God starts to wane. And then you start to feel the effects of that. You feel like maybe you feel dry inside or spiritually kind of deadened. You become less sensitive to his voice. Sin creeps upon you so easily. I think it's like that in anything that we do. When we choose to neglect because we would rather just rest or relax or become addicted to something else that just takes our attention away from the Lord, I think that's where poverty comes on us, and nobody wants to be spiritually in a state of poverty. So I just want to challenge you with that right now, that if you've allowed your relationship with God to kind of wane, I'm just going to challenge you to take a minute and just ask God for forgiveness. Let me pray for us. Father, I pray that you help us. Help me, Lord. Help me to not neglect any area of my relationship with you. Help me to hear your voice and to obey. Help me to hear your word and to meditate on it, to let it come into my soul. Help me to speak to you often and be open and honest with you, God. God, I want to sense your closeness. God, I pray that for all of us. Wherever you're at, maybe just take a second to talk to the Lord about where you're at in your relationship with God. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.